You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining me in the studio this morning, local resident Chris Olson. Chris Olson has a local story of inspiration when it comes to fitness. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
1 year ago, January 2017, describe yourself. Who were you?
A totally different person, out of shape, feeling bad, and just wanting to change my life. I'm almost 6'6", and I weighed 460 pounds.
Were you having trouble just walking from one end of the room to the other?
I couldn't. If I was on the floor, I couldn't get up off the floor even, you know. It was pretty difficult.
Were you depressed at this point?
Yep. And being out of shape doesn't help it, you know, and just makes you feel terrible anyway. And I just needed to make a change. I never felt good. I mean, all day long, 24 hours a day. I couldn't sleep hardly, couldn't move hardly, and I just needed to make a change or else I didn't think I'd be here today.
You weighed how much?
460 pounds. I started watching this show called Extreme Weight Loss. I bought all the episodes online and started watching what they were doing. Started doing my own research on nutrition and exercise and all that stuff, and just kind of formulated a plan. I bought myself a fitness tracker and went from there.
Tell me what you learned about nutrition.
I learned that most of the food in the grocery store is not real food, you know, and I've been eating that for 45 years. I started eating more plants and less processed food, you know, and cut out soda and sugar and all the bad stuff, you know.
What have you learned about walking into a grocery store?
Don't go down the aisles. If you can stick to the outside, you hear that a lot, but that's the truth, you know. I spend most of my time in the produce section now, so.
Did you use a personal trainer or receive guidance or counsel from any personal trainer?
No, nobody but myself. I didn't want to rely on anyone else. I got myself into the situation. I wanted to get myself out of the situation.
Did you join a gym?
I joined the gym, but I never spent any time in the gym. All I did was use the pool to swim, and I would swim up to 2 hours a day when I started.
All right. So without spending time in the gymnasium, tell us how you did this, Chris.
Hiking, swimming, and paddleboarding, and changing my diet.
The one-year results, how much have you lost?
175 pounds in 1 year.
How often are you hiking?
I hike every day. I average just over 5 miles a day every day. Some days I'd do way less. Some days I'd do way more. Over the course of the whole year, I hiked 1,840 miles. I can walk 5 miles today pretty easy. Back then, it was hard for me.
Since this was over the course of a full year, where are you walking? Is this along the streets or is this in the mountains?
A lot of times I go to hiking trails, Tabletop, down in Jamestown, or I'll go up the hill. So there's a lot of hiking trails up 108. And then I'll hike on the road down in Copperopolis where I live now sometimes. And I go everywhere.
What is the largest struggle in trying to lose weight? Were there times that you thought,
Just being consistent, and then when you hit a plateau, not getting discouraged, and just keep going. Eventually, it'll start going again, you know? That was the biggest thing. When you hit a plateau, you start to think, it's not going to start falling off again, but if you just stick to it, eventually it will.
What was your personal drive to continue when you had hit a plateau?
Just knowing that I could do it and how I knew I already was feeling better, I could tell. And I knew every step that I took and every healthy food that I ate was getting me one step closer to even feeling better and better, you know.
Did you have encouragement from friends and family?
I had support from everyone in this community. You know, when people saw what I was doing, I'd keep updating people on Facebook, and just people were giving me support from every which way possible, you know.
Did you have some naysayers?
Oh, I had some friends. It's weird. I had a couple friends that were like asking me, you know, what you're doing is kind of dangerous, I was told a few times. And one of my favorite things I said was, you know, you never told me it was dangerous when I was eating cheeseburgers.
Now, you can vouch, right? There's people that are listening to this interview, and they would love to start losing weight themselves. Tell me how you feel today compared to who you were 1 year ago.
I feel amazing. I kind of feel like Superman, you know? I feel so good.
Plenty of energy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my energy is through the roof, you know.
And how are you sleeping at night compared to a year ago?
Great. I get at least between 6 to 7 hours of great sleep every night, and that's great for me. Before, I'd get 3 or 4 hours, maybe.
You're breathing as well.
Yeah. That was a big one. I could just be standing around, and people were commenting when I still weighed 460 pounds. I had a few friends ask me, are you having trouble breathing and stuff? And that was another thing that kind of got me going, too, because if someone's asking me if they can hear me breathing, you know, if I'm okay, now it's so much better, you know.
You're very tall.
Yeah.
And because of that, you're just a large guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm always going to be a big guy, yeah. You know.
I was going to say, you're actually a little more intimidating to others today than you were a year ago.
Well, that's good. That's good, I guess. If I want to be intimidating.
All right. So in the role of a mentor, what advice will you dish out now?
Just find out what works for you and then stick to it, you know. And as long as you're consistent and do it every day, that's the thing, too. You got to take it one day at a time. And I was just saying, if I could get a small victory every day – and add those up, 365 small victories equals one big victory, you know?
Does the thought of eating junk food make you ill now, or do you break down and have that occasionally?
You know, everyone, you got to cheat once in a while, but my cheating is pretty healthy now. So, like, my taste buds have changed, and I don't crave that same food anymore, really. It's pretty weird.
How much do you weigh today?
285 pounds.
Losing 175 pounds in 365 days. The pictures are posted on the story on mymotherlode.com. Chris Olson, you are a true New Year's resolution inspiration to many others locally. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mark.